than yesterday. Hallelujah. We're so grateful that we've come to the point now where we hear from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody need a word from the Lord?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we are eager to feast from heaven's table. Yeah. We eat food that will hunger no more. Drink that we thirst no more. God has sent us a vessel that we all know and love. No stranger, which is one of our own, could bring the word to you today.
Yeah.
And the word and the deal of she's new in the ministry. But God has been working with her more than just that she got in the ministry. He prepared her for this from the foundation of the earth. He prepared us for this before she came into existence. She was already called, already anointed,
yes,
already appointed,
oh, yes,
and sent by God. Hear her for the grace and ability that God gives her to speak unto you. Get your rakes and your spoons and your forks, whatever you might need to take this word into your system, and that it might be a word of enlightenment, word of enrichment, word of power and anointing, authority that he give you over the enemy in the name of Jesus. Here, Minister Diane Best, as you come before you to preach God's word.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. How many know that God is real? God is real in our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm nervous, which is, we know that's how it goes, but I'm a new beginner, but not new in Christ. Thank you, God. So I know he's able to bring me through it. Y'all could just go with me in prayer for just a minute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come this morning just as dumb as I know how, giving you praise, honor, and glory, God. God, thank you for how you woke me up this morning, God, in my right mind and the activities of my limbs, God. For that, God, I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. God, I ask that now you will move me out of the way, God, that your Holy Spirit will come in, God, and move in a mighty special way, God, that you will bless your people, God. God, we thank you, we glorify you, and God, we combine in the tricks of the enemy with every thought, every word, or everything he tries to bring up against me, God. We bind him right now, and we loose your blessings, God, and all these blessings we ask in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. I first give honor to God for my being here. Certainly, it's a privilege to stand before you. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Burnett, the pulpit guest, for my husband and my daughter and grandchildren and my LifeWay family that always support me. I thank God for y'all. And then to my Central Heights family, thank each and every one of y'all. If you could go with me to the book of Job, I'm just going to pull one verse out of that. The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 8. Chapter 1 and verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fear God and eschews evil. So just a few minutes, if I could use for a text. Mm-hmm. What do you do when God is silent? What do you do when God is silent? When it seems like God is silent in your life, what do you do?
Uh-huh.
As my study and reading, I ran across this. It says, when the book of Malachi comes to an end, the curtain draws to a close on the Old Testament, and God goes silent.
Uh-huh.
There was no word from God, he goes silent. There was no prophet from God, and there was no scripture written by God during this time. It says there was 400 years worth of silent night. Now, in the Bible, the Bible tells us of the story of a man named Job. an upright man that feared God, and he was very acquainted with God's Sabbath. In Job 30 and 20, he says, I cried out for help, and you do not answer. I stand, and you only look at me. So we know that even God was silent in the midst of what Job was going through. And we know, basically, the story of Job, how he lost everything, that God allowed Satan to take over and just basically destroy his life. But still, Job was still committed to God. Sometimes he felt helpless and alone, but God was still with him. And then even when I thought about this part of being silent, it says in the Bible that when Job's friends came, when they heard of everything, it says for 7 days and seven nights, they were silent. Can you imagine being with somebody for 7 days and seven nights and not saying anything? You know, so that means God wasn't speaking. Joe wasn't speaking, his friend wasn't speaking, everybody was just sitting around looking. You know, so I'm like, oh, that's awesome, you know? You think about that thing. We know that God answered prayers, but sometimes he's silent. Do we give up? Do we throw in the towel? Or do we continue to pray and seek God's face?
That's right.
When God seems silent to us as a born-again believer, it may mean that we have stopped listening to his voice. We have allowed the cares of this world to plug our spiritual ears, or even we have just neglected God's word. Then sometimes we run into a spiritual desertion, the sense that God has forgotten us, leaving us feeling isolated, directionless. But through faith, we can affirm God's loving presence, even when he seems silent and feel deserted. He's still with us, God. God is still with us, even if we feel like he's not with us. In James 4 and 8, it says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That is a promise that God will not break, despite of what we think of it. Trusting God when we don't hear him utterly strengthens and purifies us. So it gives us strength to know that even we know that God does not leave us, because in his word it says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's always there with us. It says God wants to know if we will be faithful under the fire. So when I read that, I thought about the Hebrew boys. Uh-huh. We all know how they went through that fiery furnace. Yeah. So God's saying, help me here just for a few minutes. God is saying, so now if I take you through the fire, I want to see if I'm silent in the fire. Uh-huh. But I'm walking with you, but I want to see if you're going to trust me. Yeah. You know, because if you trust me and have that faith in me.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, God. When you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You won't have a burnt place on your body.
That's
but
right.
We got to trust him. Thank you.
That's
that,
right.
That just lets me know that he walks with us.
Yeah.
He walks with us.
Yeah.
When we think about the Hebrew boys, he was with them. And like we say, even if God don't deliver me out of my situation, I know that he can.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Sometimes God's silent, it might be just a test for us, you know? It could be a test for us to see if we got any unconfessed sins in our body, you know, because we walk around as Christians sometimes, and I'm sorry, y'all, I have to walk. That's just me. I'm sorry. Sometimes we walk around with unforgiveness in our heart. Sometimes we walk around with madness in our heart, you know, just don't like people, but we're Christians. But we walk around and then we wonder why God is silent, because you have just allowed your ears to be plugged up by sin.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes God is speaking to us and we don't even hear him because we're too built up with too much.
Yeah.
But I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It says, what does it mean when God is silent? He's testing our faith. It's a testimony. He wanted to see if we want him or if we want his gift.
Uh-huh.
Or we're just walking around saying, I'm saved because it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. As believers, we all been there or will at some point. We may honestly, earnestly seek God, but in return, sense his silence. And this silence can be difficult. It can be frustrating. It can be even overwhelming. You know, I've heard sometimes, and Pastor probably can't contest to this, you got to preach, and you're seeking God, but you don't hear an answer. God's silent.
Uh-huh.
And you get and you say, okay, God, I'm about to walk into church and I still don't have anything. Huh. So, you know, that's got to be a little frustrating, because now I'm thinking, God, are you with me? But I know you haven't left me, but I don't have anything. And then you get here and all of a sudden he's right there. When I thought he had left me back there, he was right here waiting for me to come in. Thank you, God. Sometimes we need to just check our own self. Just check. Diane have to check her own self. Thank you, God. We should always remember there's no shame in repentance. This is an act of faith that pleases God, and it restores our fellowship with him. Because when we sin, he wants us to come to him. He don't want us to sin. But if we do, we can go to him and ask for forgiveness. And he wants us to admit your sins and let me forgive you for your sins. So it's no shame in repentance. We got to recognize that God can't be silent. Because he's God. And if he choose to be silent, he's God. In spite of, we still got to push on and do what we got to do. God is sometimes silent because he knows we're not willing to obey. Oh, been there, done that. We're not willing to obey. He's speaking to us, telling us to do something, and I want somebody else to do it because I'm ashamed. I don't want to get up and do it. But it is he is always ready to show us his will, but he shows his will only to those who really want to do it. Obedient people always hear the voice of God. Sometimes sins has turned our ears to a deaf ear. We can get so caught up in sin that our ears are turned to a deaf ear. And that's a bad place to be, y'all. A bad place to be. Thank you, God. Although God may seem silent regarding the specific request or petition, remember that he is in constant state of communication with us as we read our word, as we pray, as we even come to church and hear our pastor preach on Sunday morning, or even just simply through a song. So he hasn't left us if we just pick up that Bible, because he said it's a solution for every problem that we have, but it's in the word of God. It's in the word of God. It ain't in man, it's in the word of God. God's silence isn't a license for us to just turn our backs on him. We get driver's license, and sometimes you lose them. So when you lose them, you can't drive. You don't suppose to drive when you don't have license.
That's right.
But wait a minute. God gives you this license, huh? God gives you the license.
Yes.
It ain't for us to just turn away from it and back away from it, because it's a license that's going to keep us moving forward. Keep us moving forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Deacon Leroy told me I only had 10 minutes, so let us go ahead and wrap it up now. Thank you, God. Sometimes in life, we feel broken. We're broken into pieces.
Yeah.
You know, you go through so many different things, and we're broken.
Uh-huh.
Can you come here? Thank you, God. We're just broken. God just breaks us into pieces. We're broken into pieces. Because he want to see what we're going to do when we're broken into pieces. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So now we're going through this brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to say sometimes to ourselves, oh, God, I feel so alone. I feel like you left me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. But he says in Deuteronomy 31:6, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Uh-huh.
That's a piece of the brokenness. That's a piece of the brokenness God is putting back together.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. And then we go through a sickness. Thank you, God.
Woo.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Where you may be sick. Or you got a family member sick.
Uh-huh.
And you say, God, I've been praying and asking for healing. I know you can heal, but God, I haven't heard anything. But he said in Isaiah 53:5, with his stripes, we are healed. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. But God, you know, I lost my mom. I lost my dad. I lost my brothers.
Yeah.
I lost loved ones. I lost my home. I lost different things.
Uh-huh.
And God, I don't think I can do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
But he says in 1 Corinthians, he'll put no more on you than you could bear.
Come on.
So if you feel like you're going through something, that's another piece of the puzzle. The brokenness, put it in together. He's minding us together. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's bringing us together. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. I got to thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And sometimes we as mothers, thank you, God, we birth our children. So the mothers, you got that
closer connection, I think, with your children. Don't get me wrong. I ain't leaving the men's out because I know y'all love them. But you know what? We care them for 9 months. So now I'm going through a state where my child is gone. God, I don't even know where he's at. I ain't heard from him. I don't know where he is. And he brought me, he says, what about the prodigal son? He said, the prodigal son was gone, but I brought him back.
Yeah.
If we allow God to be in control of our lives, everything that we're praying for, put that back. I'm sorry, put it together. He will bring it back to us. Thank you, God. But we gotta be faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
We gotta be faithful. Thank you, God. It's picking the broken pieces. And you know, and you have some people that say, I backslid. I went out and I done things I shouldn't have done. And I left you, God. But God said, I'm married to the backslider. So I'm bringing that piece back together again. And then we walk around and sing. It's a good thing we can go to God for sin. But in his word, it says, Romans 3:23, it says,
all have sinned
and come short of the glory of God. So I can't point my finger at her because she's sinning, because I walk in sin too. But he gives us a chance to ask for forgiveness. And you know, thank you, honey. Thank you. So when God keeps to bringing the broken pieces together, he makes us whole. He makes us whole again.
That's right.
But let me tell you, the only way you can get whole is through God. Can't no man make you whole. It can't no woman make you whole.
No.
You hear people say, I just want a man in my life.
Glory.
If you need a man, get Jesus. And allow him to bring the man in your life. And when he bring the man in your life, hallelujah, he will work it out. He will work it out. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good. Thank you, God. Brokenness. Brokenness. I just keep hearing brokenness. Thank you, God. When we're broken, he can put us back together again, church.
Yeah.
He can put us back together again.
Yes,
he said in 1 Peter 5:7, he says, cast all your cares upon me because he cares for you. That means anything, anybody, your enemies, whatever. Cast it to Jesus. And we hear Pastor Burnett say it all the time. Cast your cares. But don't pick them up and take them back out the door. If you're going to cast them, you're going to leave them there and let God work through the situation. Because I know he can and I know he will. Thank you, God. He can and he will. Thank you, God. So in my closing, thank you, Holy Ghost. In my closing, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Glory.
Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thought he had left this out. But God is bringing to my remembrance. Thank you, God. The woman that was caught in adultery. Uh-huh. We know that story. Just a few minutes. Think of Leroy and I'm going to sit there. And we know that the men has brought her before Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Because back in them days, when you done wrong, they killed you, they stoned you. And I was thinking, I said, well, God, what kind of people is these that can bring this woman and want to see her killed? But then I thought about it. We got people like that in the church. We got people like that in the church that are so ready to find fault in somebody else, and they're ready to push you out and leave you out there instead of us getting on our knees praying. Pray with me. Pray with me. But no. We want to do the opposite. We want to talk about it. But let me tell you, honey, it could have been on the other shoe. It could have been your shoes that was going through this situation. So you know what? We as Christians, when God is silent, he's up to something. Because that with that, when I thought about that thing, and it said that Jesus kneeled down and he was just writing, these men was going on and on. But at that time, Jesus was silent. But he was up to something. Because when he arose, he says, where are your accusers at? They were all gone. Because they knew they had sinned too, but you wanted this lady stoned. So we got to be very careful in what we do and say. Thank you, God. So I just thank you. When God is silent, we still got to trust him in spite of. Thank you.
Can we get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
We as soldiers and Christians of Christ has no reason whatsoever to walk around here being broken. We got all the information we need to keep us and guard us from that happening, but we fail to stay with the word.
Yeah.
Stick with the word. And when you think God is silent, you know he's still working. God bless you. To God be the glory. May the grace of God speak to me and the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Everybody say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.